Well, welcome to the Repos Non-League Show, and we're here for the next hour. And first of all, apologies first. Keith's got some issues, and unfortunately, he can't join us this week, but he will be back next week. Fingers crossed. And of course, we're here tonight, of course, with the Witton boys. And of course, it's great to have them back on the show, especially Gary. Of course, Gary's been on the show before and some time back, but it's great to see him back in football. So a massive welcome to Gary.
Thanks, David.
And of course, his assistant Kevin is with him as well. So great to see you, Kevin.
How you doing, Dave? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. And then, of course, the internet sensation, the super fan. What other big names can we say now? Is it, is
Legend.
it BEM and everything else, and Mr. Super Trolley Man at Sainsbury's, everything. It's Mr. J Hey, James is with us as well. Nice to have you, James.
Good to see you too.
So one thing I want to ask you guys before we go into Witton, because and I'm not sure if you've actually seen it on social media. There was an unbelievable goal scored last weekend, and I'm not sure if you guys have actually seen it. It was a game between Walton Casual, so Walton and Hersham, and they were playing Gloucester City. And I'm not sure if you saw it. It was in the Southern League, Step Three, and the game ended up 4-4. But if you get the chance, if you haven't seen it, you. Once we've finished, have a Google of it and see if you can go to Walton Hersham's Twitter feed or X feed, and you'll get to see it. It's an incredible goal. And basically, the goalkeeper gets the ball for Gloucester, and it must have been pretty windy. And he's trying to send a pass sort of right to left, out to the left back, and he's pinged it across the box. But unfortunately, the winds took it and it smashed it into the top right-hand corner of his own goal. It's an absolute stunning goal. And and I'm so tempted because I do the Summer League Goal of the Week show. And I'm so tempted to put it in as one of the goals of the week, but I don't want to upset anybody because of I think the goalkeeper found it funny, but it was just an absolutely incredible goal. He's just pinged his ball and you can hear the noises. It hit the stanchion of the goal and he just pinged it into his own goal. Luckily enough, it ended up 4-4, but it's an incredible goal to sit and watch if you get the chance to do it. But it's a good laugh, to say the least. But I suppose, Gary, first questions. I mean, for yourself. I mean, how have you found yourself back at Witham? Because I know the last time, one of the last times that when he was at Witham, I mean, you was the nemesis of Arlo because you stopped us from getting into the into Step Three. So I mean, how have you found yourself back there?
Well, a couple of seasons back, Chris Taylor was the manager, and to be fair, the Mark Nichols, the chairman, we spoke, and how it came around is that Chris and myself wanted to be like wanted offered us joint managers, and I decided yeah, but unfortunately Chris didn't, so I said all right, I'll take you on my own. And this is where now, then I asked Kevin Hunter because I was with him at Coggeshall with Jason Mayer, just helping out there. And then when the Witham Town arose, I asked if I could be manager. And at the end of the day, I snapped their hands off because, to be fair, Witham's close to me heart, and that'd be the only club really that I would come back for. And I was out for six years previous. So, yeah, so then now it's all about earning your stripes again, David, you know?
But is it like putting on that sort of, when you first went back in, was it like putting on a nice comfy pair of slippers?
Nah, not really. But to be fair, when we first came in, me and Kevin, we had got Jack Sibley and James Arundel as well. Mark Walsh joined us as well in the summer. But it was a rebuild, you know. First year, we had to get a team from scratch, really. There was only two or three players left from Chris Taylor's reign, you know. And to be fair, we finished 14th last year, which was very good season for us, you know. And this year we recruited well in the summer. We kept majority of the side last year, and we added, as I said, two or three. And to be fair, we've hit the ground running, and the players have been excellent so far. If someone said to me after 17 games you get 35 points, I think me and Kevin snapped their hands off, you know. And to be fair, we ain't going to get carried away. We're going to keep our feet on the ground. And hopefully, come April, we'll be round the playoffs or vying. Like, do you know what I mean? But to be fair, we just want to finish as high as we can this year. We know what the targets we've got to hit as a management team. And hopefully, we can do that.
I mean, the pitches are a bit nasty too, weren't they? Just recently, go all the way up to play Ipswich Wanderers, and then next game you've got to go to a one of my favourite grounds, I must admit, in non-league football at Wroxham.
Yeah, that's right. To be fair, when we played at Ipswich, we played ever so well, beat them 2-0. But now they've got a new manager, and I think they'll be picking up again now. So will Maldon. Maldon and Tipsy will pick up. But there's some big hitters in our league, David. You know what I mean? And to be fair, little old Witham, we're punching above our weight at the moment. You know, we ain't got a big budget. We know what we've got, and we've got to keep to that, you know. And to be fair, as I keep saying, the accolades are down to the players because they go out on the pitch at 3 o'clock. It's only me and Kev and management team. We just guide them. But to be fair, they've done ever so well so far this year, and all the accolades go to them.
But there's some bit, I mean, in all fairness, there's some really sort of, as you said, some really sort of big names in non-league football now. I mean, I know even in the Southern League, you know, you look at some of the people that are over there, like Charlie Austin and you know, Noel Ranger and all these type of people. And, you know, even manager-wise, I mean, as you know, next up for you is away to Julian Dix.
Well, tomorrow night, we've got Abridge in the Essex Senior Cup. So I think it's the fourth round, I think. It ain't a bad competition to win, really. Do you know what I mean? I'll get through. We got through on penalties against Brentwood last round. And to be fair, our goalkeeper, James Askew, saved four penalties. And to be fair, we did miss a few and they missed a few. But yeah, it was good to get through. And to be fair, it takes a little bit of gloss away from the league. So we've got the cup tomorrow. Hopefully, we can get through, but it's going to be a game going to Weybridge. I know what Julian Dix's team's all about. They're hard working and they work hard for 95 minutes, you know. But if we can match them, hopefully, we can get through.
Yeah, but I mean yourself, I mean is a teams in the league that you look at and think that's the one I really fancy.
There's some big clubs still in the competition. I think Redbridge is still in it, Dagenham and Redbridge. So if we could go one better and beat Heybridge tomorrow night, that's the sort of team that I'd be looking to get in the next round. Be a great occasion for the lads and for the management. And I think we could make a decent account of ourselves if we potentially drew a team like of that ilk in the next round.
But I mean, for you know, James, it must be quite nice. I mean, you've been on your travels to Ipswich, on your travels to Wroxham, and now you've got one just round the corner. So that's quite handy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really handy. We look forward to a local derby tomorrow in the Essex Senior Cup, and we're looking forward to it. And so is the fellow Witton Town supporters that go to the games week in, week out. They're looking forward to it tomorrow night, and we're hopefully get the win away at Heybridge Swifts. But like Gary said, it won't be easy away at Heybridge Swifts. And as long as we keep up the support away from home, and I believe we can do it.
And are you doing it? I mean, yourself though, James. I mean, previously before, you always used to hear about, the Witton Town supporter, and he used to be, that could out sing 200 people at the other end, and all this sort of stuff. Even now, when you see your vlogs now, you see your vlogs, but it's not just you now, is it? You're almost getting a
Spot on.
James Beardwell army, aren't you?
Yeah, I do the match day vlogs of Witton Town home and away, and I also host on the Witton Town fan interviews to give fellow real Witton Town fans the opportunity to come on and have their say, to share their thoughts and their opinions about the game. I had a guy called Callum who is a massive Witton Town supporter. He goes to nearly every games, and I give Callum the opportunity to have his say. And same with Laura as well, but I know Laura and Rick are both kit people at Witton Town now, but they're massive Witton Town supporters as well, to give them the opportunity to have their say as well. It's about giving ordinary fans a huge voice for our club that we love and we support, for this amazing club like Witton Town.
Does Kevin go? Does that help a lot? When you see James, then the amount of eyes that he's actually bringing onto the club.
Yeah, I think it's massive for the club. I think James really has put the club back on the map, and it goes without saying the results that the team have put in this season, that it's been a collective effort from everyone, And like I think at the minute there's a real buzz around the town at the club, and like I say, James is a massive focal point for that, and the players and management are very grateful for everything that he does. But yeah, he's great to have around the place, and like I say, he really has put Witham Town back on the map, and all the boys look forward to it on a match day. And like I say, really, James is our 12th man.
I mean, with it though, I mean, fans coming in. Have you noticed a difference with, how successful you've been this year? I mean, have you noticed more fans sort of coming in?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely the boys recognise on a match day now that, yeah, I think we near on hit 400 the other week. I think we had near on 300 in again this week. So whenever there is a big game around, I think a lot of people are taking notice of what we're trying to achieve here. And I think, like I say, it's bringing the community together. And like I say, it's all positives. And like I say, getting people through the door, young children who play in the football club as well. It's great to see youngsters around. And all enjoying it, and like I say, James, even the youngsters there, they're all having an opinion and lots of noise from behind the goal. And like I say, there has been times this season when it really has been the supporters, the youngsters, and James and his fellow supporters that really have got us over the line in really tight games. The Tilbury one that we won 2-0 the other week, it was, like I say, touch and go, a real great game, two great teams. And yeah, we was 1-0 for quite a while. And then, like I say, there was times where we was hanging on and just the support from everyone in the ground. And then to get another goal in the last minute got us over the line there. So yeah, for sure, the support has been amazing this season. And long may it continue. And like I say, if we can try and reach near on 500 through the door by the end of the season, that'd be an achievement within itself for the club. And that's definitely something that us management and the boys want to try and get through the door on a Saturday down here. Because like I say, it's a decent place to come and apply your trade. And like I say, I really enjoy working here.
I mean, and again, you're sitting what second in the league. You're sort of what is it, six behind Bury Town, and it's going to sound nasty thing to say what I'm about to say, but Bury Town always one of those ones that seem to drop off. They're one of those sides that you always expect to sort of be up there and thereabouts every single year. We've said it, I think, for more, maybe even 14 years. Do you know what I mean? They should be in step three, but it always seems to sort of drop off a little bit. Do you see them doing that this year with what, I'm not sure if you played them this year, but if you have, then do you feel that they still will be in there fighting to come the end of the year?
To be fair, we went down there about a month ago and we lost 2-1. And to be fair, the first 25 minutes we played them off the park, we should have been two up at least. But unfortunately, we didn't get them goals that we deserved in the first 25 minutes, and then they went two up, and then we scored late on 2-1. But to be fair, I think Bury will be up there this year. They've got some very good players, like. Their budget's quite good, I think. Do you know what I mean? With the caliber of player what they've got. And to be fair, there is some big hitters in that league, in our league. Like, to be fair, I think we're punching at the moment above our weight. But as I said to my player at the beginning of the season, if I kept the nucleus aside that we had last year and added a two or three, we will surprise people. And at the moment, we have surprised people. Yeah, we lost Josh Osude to hashtag. But to be fair, yeah, good luck with Josh. He decided to go. But it ain't really derailed our results at the moment. I know we had a little bit of a blip on Saturday. But to be fair, since Josh left, we've won three or four on the bounce. You know what I mean? So we've lost one in nine so far. So that ain't too bad. And hopefully we can get another run going. And hopefully come, as I said, March, April, we'll be hopefully be in the playoffs. But we're not getting carried away. We're going to take one game as it comes and see where it takes us. Simple as that, David.
I mean, you look at the teams in there, as you said, Bury Town there or thereabouts almost every time. Felix Stonewall, and they were there or thereabouts last year. Waltham Abbey are sitting in fifth. They were sort of like losing playoff finalists last year at step four. And Greys are in there, Heybridge Swiss, Julian Dix, Brentwood Town, who are supposed to have, quite a bit of dosh behind them, shall we say, as well. And then big sides like, Concord Rangers are in there, Maldon Tiptree, Haringey Borough are all sort of, maybe struggling a little bit.
Yeah, there's some real big teams in there. And one you didn't mention was Felixstowe. For me, I think they're the best team in the league. And I think come the end of the season, I wouldn't be surprised if they're the team that win it for me, because the teams that I have seen play in the division this year, I definitely would say that Felixstowe for me, the best team in the league. But like I say, the other teams who are around there at the minute, like I say, that it's going to be tight. I mean, there is a bit of a gap between the top five, then it funnels out a little bit. But like I say, things can change. We play three games in a week, 9 points up for grab. It's easy to turn around. You can drop four or five or go up four or five in the space of a week. So all we're trying to do is just, like I say, take one game at a time. And like I say, if we can just keep battling away and doing what we've started, I don't think we're going to go too far wrong. But like I say, we just got to keep our feet on the ground. I mean, we've got a very young squad, probably one of the youngest in the league, I'd say, because we tried to set out a model that we wanted at Witten, which was give a platform for a lot of youngsters who have potentially either been at pro clubs or higher up the pyramid. And as they've come down the leagues, they've just not quite been given the platform from other managers, or for whatever reason, haven't managed to kick back on. And it was a model that we decided that we wanted to go down. And it suited us to the ground, because the boys have been given a platform to really go and show themselves what they're capable of, and get a good run of 10, 12, 14 games on the bounce. And we're seeing some really top performance of some real young lads. And like I said, I take my hat off to them. They really are performing. And it just goes to show you can take these knockbacks, but the comebacks that the boys are achieving at the minute, they've got to take a lot of credit for it. And yeah, I'm really happy with how they're doing.
I mean, James, yourself, I mean, when you saw Gary was coming back, I mean, what was your feelings? Remember, he said, be nice.
Ecstatic, because like when I heard the news from the chairman Mark Nichols, like I was round about last summer when I heard the news of Gary coming back as a manager, I was absolutely over the moon, because I've known Gary very well since his first term that he got us into the Premier Division for the first time, and I've known him for a long time, and I've always had my full support for Gary 1000%, no matter what, because like Gary said, his club of Witton Town is close to his heart, and that is why I always have my full backing for Gary, no matter what. I always have my support for Gary.
Well, I've just had the message coming from Bradley Bird. He says that you've got the strongest defence in the league. Tell me I'm wrong. Would you agree? I mean,
Is that who's that to,
I'll
David?
ask James first. James, do you agree?
Sorry.
So Bradley Bird's just said you've got the strongest defence in the league.
I think we've got a good defense this season, because like we have a good quality of players, and we still, like Gary said, I know Josh has gone to hashtag, but we still have the quality in the team. And just like Gary said, take each game as it comes. And like we said, we're not going to get carried away. We've got a long way to go in the season, and but we look forward to the next games.
So, Gaffer, would you agree?
Yeah, to be fair, well, my defending starts from the front. So if you start from the front and then you work your way through, but to be fair, it ain't just the defence; it's the goalkeeper as well. The back five, they've been, I think they've done ever so well so far. But it's a collective; it's a collective team effort. And to be fair, I think everyone who has put a Witten shirt on this year has contributed something to where we are at the moment in the league, and they fully deserve their accolades. They do. It ain't just me and Kev and James and Jack. It's everyone. Everyone associated with me. Everyone associated to the football club. We're going in the right direction, and that's what we want as a management team, and that's what we're doing at the moment. And as I keep saying, the players deserve all the credit what they get. You know, it ain't just about us. It's about a collective unit as the community of the football club, you know.
Well, literally some messages coming in. They're coming in thick and fast. Lewis Hunter's put on it. Rowan Dorling? Question mark. Not sure what that means, but he's put. It's, and then underneath, Dave, Tommy Harvey's put. How hard was it to get 30K followers?
Yeah, well, I'll take the one with Rowan Dorling. Rowan, for me, is one of the probably the best defenders for his age. Just this, sometimes I've had to try and keep him a little bit grounded because sometimes he'll have five or six top quality games, and then the next one he'll fall off the rails. And it's, I've had a couple of hard conversations with him. If he can be consistent and do the right things, because like I say, I think he's only 21. I believe he's 21. He's got a great future ahead of the game. He just needs a little bit of more of a older head on such a young lad, and I think he could go anywhere. I do think he's that good. But it's just learning with him. Obviously, he's young, and with just the development that we keep at the chats that we have, I feel that he has benefited this season. And yeah, for sure, I do agree with Lewis. He's done well for us this year.
But Lewis has come back as the best centre back in the Eastern League.
Who Rowan Dorling? No, I wouldn't go that far just yet.
It
I wouldn't go that far just yet. But
won't be able to get through the door if he keeps doing that.
yeah, we struggle to get him into change room at Haberswiths tomorrow night. If people start quoting that, I'm sure. But no, he's definitely got a good future ahead of him in the game. Like I say, he just needs to iron out a few little bits that he struggles with at times. But he's shown great maturity. Year. And like I say, I've known Ronan for a few seasons now, and his development for sure has been great.
Is that Michel Dorling's boy?
Yeah.
And Laura Jones has come in and said, we have an amazing team. Alfie Kimball's come in and said, struggled with many of the back four having injuries.
Yeah, we have a cut some have had injuries, some have suspensions, but you get through that. But as I said, once everyone's fit, it'll be very hard for me and Kev to pick a side because we have got 18, 19 very, very good players at this football club. And as I said to you in the beginning of the season, it's going to be a team effort. It's going to be a squad game this year. No one's going to get, people have got to earn the right to play. They've got to earn it. They've got to earn their shirts this year. Like last year, it looked like they owed us last year because we didn't have a lot of players to pick from. But this year we're getting inundated with players who want to come to the football club. And one thing that is good for Wimbledon Football Club. And at the moment we're turning players down because we're happy with what we've got in our dressing room. And to be fair, the table don't lie, David.
Yeah, absolutely. Lewis Hunter's then come back and said, Peter Crouch, Ryan Deer.
Oh, he's full of it tonight. He should be training and he's still listening to this. Yeah, like I say, there has been games where Ryan Deer with normally he's a centre half, but there's been some games where last 10, 15 minutes we might be chasing a game or potentially even want to go and get a winner. And we thought, do you know what? We're going to send him up top. And he has scored some good goals and some valuable goals for us this season. So I'm not quite sure. I did the holiday with the boys in Tenerife in the summer. And Ryan Deer, I wouldn't say he's got the dance move like Peter Crouch has, though.
Well, if you want any more money to your to your budget, Gary, the chairman he's watching. So just if you want to put a request out there to him, he's
We won't
watching.
get no more budget, mate.
Yeah,
It's been set in stone what we've got. And at the end of the day, we've got to deal with it.
absolutely, James. I mean, yourself with the players. I mean, how excited are you? And tell us about some of your favourites that are in there, the people that you feel that are showing up this season.
I did have a favourite player was Josh before he went to hashtag, but it's a really tough one because we've got a lot of good players in our team. And I think Anton Matthews was an outstanding player, and he's shown a bit more like commanding at the back, I think, from Anton Matthews. And I think Harry Fairs is a really good goalkeeper. He's did an outstanding goalkeeping when, especially when we played against Tilbury and won 2-0, and Harry did outstanding in goal against Tilbury at home.
I mean, with it, I mean, how pleased you've been so far this season, James? I mean, you have your up days on your vlogs and you have your down days on your vlogs, but I mean, how happy have you been so far?
I'm delighted with this season because we're currently second in the league, but it's still a long way to go, and we're doing superb in the league this season. And we went on a little good cup run in the FA Cup in the FA Cup, and we went like to the second qualifying round. But We sort of like focusing on the league like this season, but we're doing superb in the league. But like we said, it's a long way to go, and I'm delighted with the season.
I mean, Gary, I mean, tell us a little bit more about your management team and a bit more about the squad in general.
Yeah, right. So Banana, he is my assistant. So yeah, I knew Kev when I was, as I said, when I was at Coggeshall with Jason Mayer. Now he's at Maldon and Tiptree. So yeah, so when Whitton came available and I got the job, I asked Kev to come with me and he accepted that. Then I introduced Mark Oakes. He came on board, but to be fair, Mark was not really fully committed because he played cricket in the summer. So really, he was like a little bit of a bit part player. He couldn't sometimes he couldn't do pre-season, and to be fair, he couldn't do some of the matches because he was still playing cricket. So and I think that finished in the end of September. So yeah, so Mark, when the season started, I think he started a little bit with us, and then he decided to move on. Then I've got Jack Sibley, who's the goalkeeping coach. Ever a great bloke to have around. He'd do anything for you. He does our goalkeeping coaching, and he's got his own goalkeeping school, like near Witham. And as also I've got James Arundel. I think to be fair, James is a unsung hero. You asked him to do anything and he'd do it for you. And to be fair, I can't ask for a better management team around me. I think they've been really dedicated, really like in depth of what we're trying to do here. They give me guidance as well, you know. But at the end of the day, I know the buck stops with me, but I wouldn't want any other people around me other than them three, you know.
What about playing wise though? I mean, tell us a little bit more about the players you've got at the club, and are you looking to sort of try and get more players in?
Yeah, obviously I don't want to talk too much about our players because there'd be people out there listening to what we're talking about tonight, and I'll have 7 days on our office tomorrow, so I won't mention too many names. But no, we've got a good mix of young, and we are just trying to. One I will mention, and we just brought in this week was Billy Roast. So we've got a bit of an old head in with Ryan Deer, I think, because I think we just need a little bit of a mixture with the youngsters. So that's been a great addition in the week. And if we can get Bill up and running, which I'm sure he's got 30 minutes in his legs tomorrow, we'll get him up and running, and it'd be a decent addition to the squad. But no, we've got a couple of attacking players going to be through the door by the weekend, and just yeah, full of excitement. And like I said, I don't want to name too many people because they'll be too many years out listening to it tonight.
James, excited by that?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Gary? You'll have to give them a bit, some of your wages, and they can get some more players in.
Yeah.
Right, with all your connections now, being, is it a BEM? You should be all right, shouldn't
The
you?
British Empire medal,
You can get a bit of influence and get these players in.
yeah.
But I mean, the club itself. I mean, how's the club itself getting on now? I mean, see, you had good days, had bad days with them. And I mean, are we on the rise again now? Are we sort of looking at it and thinking, well, look, if we do manage to stay where we are, we do get to step three, are we going to be okay?
Well, don't know. Don't know. At the end of the day, the club can only afford what they can afford, you know, David. Yeah, it'd be nice to get step three again. But it's a long way off yet. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, you know. And I think, as I keep saying, we just got to take one game as it comes. If we need to get enough points to stay up this year, that's our first aim, right? If we get our first points to stay up, I think it'd be about 45, 47 points, the aim. We know what the club have given us as a management team, what points we've got to get this year. But to be fair, I think we can do quite well this year. And if, as I keep saying, if we're around the playoffs, we give anyone a game. As you said, like 6 years ago, David, no one give us a chance. I think we won about 10 out of the 11 back end of that promotion year. And to be fair, we finished sixth, and we went up against your team, Arlo, beat them 3-0.
Who
Yeah,
was
I know
starred?
you weren't happy with that. But to be fair, I feel like that team that I've got now to the team I had 6 years ago, this team is much better.
Yeah. I mean,
Very, very technical, much better.
someone sent me a message the other day, said if Gary's coming on the show, he said, can you ask him if he can give you your penguin back?
I think that got burst, didn't it?
But that was, I mean, in all fairness, that day was, and the reason I bring it up for it as well, because the chairman of Harlow Town now, that game against yourselves in that playoff final was his first ever game.
Was
Like,
it?
as a supporter, yeah.
But
And
to
I
be
brought
fair,
that
though,
on, yeah.
David, you was very strong favourites to win that day.
Yeah. I mean, it
And
was.
I think what you've done, you turned up, your team turned up and thought, right, we're just
Yeah,
going to
absolutely.
roll you over.
Yeah.
But to be fair, we knew, I knew from when the players got into that dressing room, I knew we was going to win that game. And to be fair, we had there was quite a good following. You know what I mean? It was a good day.
Yeah, it was.
But to win 3-0 was a joy, you know? But that's in the past now. And I'm looking for the present, and hopefully we can do the same thing as we did to get Whittingham into step three. It's going to be an hard season at the moment, but as I keep saying, we just got to keep our feet on the ground. You know what I mean? We don't want to get carried away. We don't want to be yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We just want to keep one game at guns and just keep ticking them off one by one. At the moment, we've had 17 games, we've got 35 points. So that's 2 points a game. And I think if we can get that again and then again, we'll be in the playoffs. Simple as that.
It's funny you mentioned that game because I always remember it because we had Abridge Swifts, in the semi-final, and they'd beaten us three times that year, and Jody decided to take the Manager of the Month award on the pitch before the semi-final, and I actually turned around to the secretary then and said, "We've won this game." The minute he did that, because it's always that jinx, isn't it, when you accept something like that? Do you know what
Yeah,
I mean? And
like you always get that.
we're gonna beat them, and then we'd beaten you twice in the league. And I just had that feeling that it was going to go the other way, and it did. So
Yeah.
it's interesting. But you said, just a minute ago, written about 47 points to stay up. You'll be safe by Christmas then, yeah?
Yeah, I hope so. And then we can have a party. Then we can, no, but at the end of the day, we know what we want to do this year. I think the players know what they want to do. We're in a good position at the moment, right? The players, I think they believe in what we're trying to do. I think they believe now that they're in it for the long haul. And hopefully, as I keep saying, come March, April time, we'll be around the playoffs. If it's not to be, not to be. But at the moment, this present time, we've done ever so well, and we are one of the surprise packages in the league at the moment.
I was going to ask you because I always ask the same question to managers when they come on. In the league this year, is there teams in the league this year that is sort of overexceeded where you thought they may be? And is there,
Yeah, I think
teams
Basildon,
is there
like
team
Basildon, they're overachieved at the moment.
is there
Like,
teams the other is there teams the other way as well? People that you expected to be at the top and maybe not doing as well?
Maldon Tiptree should be up there, really. What they've got, Ipswich Town, like so. But
Because you
at the
said,
end of
as we said earlier on, look at some of these teams that are in there. I mean, a few years ago, they were sort of two divisions higher. People like Haringey Borough, you've got people like Concord Rangers that are in that division as well. And so all of a sudden, it has sort of really sort of like congregated right up, hasn't it?
Yeah, like I say, there's some real big teams in the league. And like I say, one thing that I will say that there was a lot of talk last season, this season, oh, Whittingham, they'd be relegated, they'd be relegated. And that's one thing that we've stuck in the boys' thoughts last season, this season. And that's something that's really is spearing the boys on, where so much doubt. And as far as I'm concerned, we're turning doubters into believers. And yeah, like I say, but for sure, there's definitely big teams down the bottom end. And like I say, for us to still be up there is a great achievement. But for sure, yeah, like I say, there's still a lot of games to play. But I think there'll be teams that are capable from down the bottom end of potentially putting six, seven, eight wins together because they have got quality. Like we see with Cambridge City here, I mean, they're down there. But like I say, they're a decent outfit. And like I say, they've got great personnel. They move to a new ground next week, and teams like that, I think, will put good runs together. And like I say, I think there'll be a lot of change. But at the minute, there is a little gap opening a little bit. And if the top teams can keep winning, and yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me on the day, I think any team in this league can beat anyone. That's how much of a hard league. I mean, if you look across the other step four leagues, a lot of people say probably the one that we're in is probably the toughest. Looking at the teams that are in it, and like I say, it bode well for the rest of the season. Like I say, a real strong competitive league, and it'll be exciting. I'm for sure it'll be exciting because, like I say, on their day, anyone you could the bottom team could beat the top team. They're, like I say, it's definitely a tough league.
I mean, have you noticed a difference though, Gary, from when you left, and then coming back in? Have you noticed a difference in standards and so forth of step four? Because I mean, to me, it just seems to be like, as we said earlier on, sort of superstars, other managers or players playing now at this sort of level, brand new grounds. It just seems to have shot up a level over the last few years.
Yeah, I think there's a bit more money in the league this year. Well, since I was 6 years ago, there is a lot more money in, and I think clubs want to try and get out into the Ryman and Prem, which is what clubs want to do, what chairmans want to do. Some chairmans are just happy to just stay in the league, but some chairmans want to go, right, we don't want step four or step three. We want step two in 2 or 3 years. So it puts a lot of pressure on managers. We ain't on under no pressure, hopefully, at the moment at Witham because we're punching above our weight. But things can turn around very, very quickly, And but as I said, we just need to keep our feet on the ground, and hopefully, we'll be okay.
Saying that though, Dave, if West Ham lose tonight, that ain't a job I wouldn't mind going for if it come available.
Well, I don't know. I think I'd want to keep well away from that one. You can keep the Leicester one though if you want it.
Yeah, I think
But
Potter's going to have that.
he said tonight that he's not going to get it. So
Nah.
be interesting. I assume it'll be someone like Van Nistelrooy getting it, somebody around that sort of
Yeah,
area.
I've heard he's been
But so
mentioned a lot on TalkSport about him, but
yeah.
I think I'll stick for the West Ham one if I can have it.
But James, I mean, with all your away travels and so forth, which one's been your favourite so far this year? And is there one you're really looking forward to?
My favourite one so far has to be the one away at Wroxham, but I know we drew nil nil, but it was a really good trip. We travelled up on the coach and we had a good time and like had a good sing song on the coach and we had a good laugh, and it's been a great day out, and I know it was a nil nil draw, and then but we had a good sing song back on the coach as well. And but yeah, I've enjoyed a lot of Witton Town away days because I go home in the way, and I go up with the real fellow Witton Town supporters as well, like that go to the games like I do week in, week out, wish we go home in the way, and we all really enjoyed it.
And I suppose the last time we spoke, you hadn't got your BM. What was that like?
It was
So talk,
amazing, like a
talk,
sin.
tell us a little bit about it. Tell us a little bit about it, and that, going up there to get it as well.
I've remembered like before I got my BEM is when this is during when COVID lockdown started in March 2020, and I've worked in the lockdown at Sainsbury's when I was working with the trolleys. I've been working at Sainsbury's Springfield for 10 years on the Wednesdays and Thursdays, but during the COVID lockdown from March 2020 to the end of December 2021, I've been given to sanitize every single trolley handlebars and basket handlebars to keep everyone safe at that time during the pandemic times. And then Emma Sharman, who was the former operations manager at Sainsbury's, nominated me for the British Empire Medal. And then my dad broke the news to me and said, I've received my nomination from the Queen's Birthday Honours List. And then I've appeared on ITV this morning when about June 2021. It was the most amazing experience to be on TV on ITV this morning when I've been nominated on the Queen's Birthday Honours List when the Queen was alive, and it was honourable. It was been amazing, and like it's been a great experience. And then I went to the Council Chamber in Chelmsford to collect my British Empire medal from the Lord Lieutenant of Essex. It was February 2022, I think it was. And it was a great experience. I collect my medal of BEM, and then around about May 2022, I was invited to the Buckingham Palace garden party after I've got my British Empire medal.
Nice. What was that like?
Absolutely amazing. It was the most amazing experience, and it's also a massive privilege for me to be there as well. And it's been like this will go down to my memory for the rest of my life. For my British Empire medal, it will keep it in my memory for the rest of my life.
Oh, guys, I mean, we must have been. I mean, that sort of stage. I mean, the club must have known about it, and the club must be sort of like really proud that of James and picking up such a prestigious medal like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I say, everyone knows James around the community here in Witham, and not only just the community here in Witham, but I think everyone in the UK probably, or James worldwide now. He's gone viral across all networks, and like I say, he deserves everything that he gets. He works hard for it, and like I say, there's never a dull moment around when James is around, that's for sure.
Never a dull moment, eh, James?
Yeah, it's been a great moment. Like when I remember I was at the game away at Grays Athletic when we lost 4-1. That was about February 2018, and then I used to sing. I used to be on my own behind the goal singing "Beard Wells on Fire." Your support is very dire. And then all of a sudden, I did see a glimpse in the corner of my eye. Then somebody shot the footage of me singing behind the goal, and then ran about a day later, the whole social media literally blew up. The next day, and it was everywhere across the world, including the mainstream. It was like absolutely amazing. The mainstream around the world recognized my Witham Town support, like Australia, Finland, etc., and USA. It's been like absolutely incredible, and it's like I had never had that in my lifetime. It has been a great experience.
Did you get asked photographs now then, James?
I remember I was at the game away at Wroxham when I had so many non-league fans like came up to me while I was at the Witton Town away match, because I was well recognised since when socials went viral a few years ago. And then there was a few fans after me for selfies and like to have a photo. And at the Wroxham away, one of their fans of Wroxham asking me for an autograph to sign it. But the one away at Billericay Town in the friendly, and there was a group of fans at Billericay Town in the pre-season friendly, and they came towards our end. I thought, oh no, what's going to happen? And then all of a sudden, they came up to me and said, "James, you do a great job. Can I have a selfie?" I said, "Yeah, sure." And then there was a few more wanted to sign an autograph for me. It's been amazing support from the majority. It's been like absolutely incredible, and I was really thankful for the support that I'm having.
And all I would say to you, James, with that is that's the thing for you to grip hold of, yeah. And remember that feeling that you get from these supporters that that love you and see you, what you do, and forget about the idiots that put stuff on your. I've seen you, upset on numerous occasions around different bits of your Instagram and so forth. Just ignore the Muppets, and remember how many more people love you than the other way around, mate. That's what you've got to look at, but. I've just got a couple more bits on here. So Ben, is it Ben Bam said champions for Essex when we beat Chelmsford City in the cup final, there was 600 people there. Alfie's come back and said, when you have players who want to play for the manager and coaching team, that brings the success players wanting to play for you like then sorry, let's get that right. Let's reread that. When you have players who want to play for the manager and coaching team, that brings the success players wanting to play for you than themselves. Bradley's come back and said, would love to hear Gary and Kevin's opinion on how DC's season has been so far. In my opinion, he's improved massively.
Who's that?
DC. Oh, DC. Oh, yeah. He's done ever so well for us this year, DC. Kev got him. He was at Newcastle as a youngster. But to be fair, he is a player. The lad's a player. Trust me. Yeah, I don't really want to build him up too much. He won't be able to get through the door tomorrow night when he comes through at Weybridge. But to be fair, this lad is special. Trust me.
Oh.
Kev. Yeah, I mean, I spend a lot of time with DC. We have a lot of chats off field and how we can make him better, little improvements, little steps at a time. And he's a real great kid who really cares about his football. And this season, I mean, especially the last 10 games, he's been a revelation. And I keep setting him little targets game after game after game. And he likes to be challenged. And to work with someone like him who wants to get back up the pyramid is a pleasure. And when I see what he's doing on the pitch at times, I think, wow, it's like I'm watching someone playing in the Premier League at times because he is that good, the boy. He is that good. And if he can keep a good run going, the world is all in his hands because he's a top, top talent, no doubt about it.
I've got some bad news for you.
What's that?
The chairman's just texted on here as well. He said they can't even have a chicken soup.
Oh, that's probably more aimed at me because I have a little ritual come quarter past two when at home games. I like a cup of soup while I'm watching the boys warm up and gathering my thoughts and that. And the last week or so, Mark ain't delivered, so I think he owes me four. So I'm sure that he's gone out and got more ammos for Saturday. So yeah.
Then Callum Ridley's come in. Harry Fair's best goalkeeper in the league.
To be fair, Harry has done ever so well this year. He has.
Bradley Bird said England's number one.
Yeah, he does get that chant quite often. He ain't far off the si same size as Jordan Pickford, but yeah, I'll take it.
Ben Bam's come back in. He said champions for Essex when we beat Chelmsford City when Witton win the cup. That pleased me. Bradley Bird, Walthamstow away might be fun. Lewis Hunter's come in. Thoughts on Lewis Hunter James?
What's that?
He wants thoughts on himself.
So is it again?
So he's put on it. Lewis Hunter's put thoughts on Lewis Hunter James.
What do you think about Lewis James? I think that's what he's trying to say, I
Yeah,
think.
Lewis Hunter. Is that the player or was it?
No, my son James.
Oh, Lewis.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant guy. I've met him several times at the game, and I did an interview with Lewis once, like at the end of the game. I think it was a Tilbury one at home, and he's a really nice guy. He's been amazing, and he has shown a lot of true positivity. I love Lewis's positivity. Like sometimes when he go through, like sometimes we go through bad patches, and I love Lewis's positivity, and I, because he's an amazing guy. He's been brilliant.
I think he likes him. Bradley Bird said he scored. This is, I think it's about DSA again. He scored a banging free kick. YouTube his Newcastle days.
Yeah, like I say, he's got abundance of clips, and like I say, he's definitely got dynamite in his boots at times.
So James, are some of these the ladies and gentlemen that are texting, are they sort of part of your fan group as well, like Sir Ben?
Ben, yeah, because I remember, like, I've also interviewed Ben at the Witton Town matches because Ben is another huge Witton Town supporter. I've interviewed him on some of the match days, and he is honest and he has shown a lot of positivity, and we've shown a lot of support for the club, and it gives Ben a big voice as well, and all of our real Witton Town fans a big voice when I host the Witton Town fan interviews on the match days that we go home and away now this season, and it's giving like all Witton Town fans, the real fans, the opportunity to have their say, like Ben himself and Callum, Laura and Rick and Leon and a few other fellow Witton Town fans have their say, and they're an amazing bunch, and we got on really well, and we had a good laugh before and after the match as well, on and off camera. But yeah, we're a superb bunch.
Oh, have you seen the same messages as I've seen, Gary? I know you,
Yes,
because of, yeah.
I have.
Ryan Orford said, Gary, can I have your autograph? I have a picture of you scoring versus Liverpool, and I would love to get it signed. Is that
Yeah, that's fine.
okay? Is Ryan a fan of
I don't
Witham?
know who Ryan
Or
is. I've never
if
heard
not,
of him.
Ryan, get yourself down to the next home
Yeah,
game.
tell
We're
him to
trying to
come
play.
down to Witham and then I'll sign it
Yeah.
for him.
There you
No
go.
problem. Or if he wants to send it to me, get me on Twitter, message me, and then I'll give him my address and I'll put it in the post or something, you know.
So talk to us about the goal you scored against Liverpool then,
I was only a tapping.
Gav.
1994, December the 4th. Yeah, against Liverpool, Kev's side. Kev supports Liverpool. We went yesterday against Southampton. Kev did
Got lucky
yesterday.
again, didn't they?
Yeah. The ball come over from the right. Grobbelaar punched it out just on the edge of the box, just put it in with my left foot, and that was it.
Miss kick there,
1-0.
innit?
Yeah, no.
Who was you
They all
playing for at the
bad
time?
though,
Who was
guys,
you
don't they?
playing for? Who was you playing for at the time, Gav?
Peterborough.
People didn't know you, Peterborough.
Yeah. Yeah, they all count, no, Dave. Do you know what I mean? Even if it come off my toenail, they all count.
Absolutely.
That's my claim to fame.
He's Ryan's come back and said, "Could I send a letter to Witten because I live in Cardiff?"
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
There you go, Ryan. You're not a problem at all. But it's interesting. But I mean, the club itself. I mean, talk to us a little bit about the chairman then. I mean, do you get a free chicken soup as well, James, or not?
I haven't had a soup yet, but he's a remarkable man, Mark, and he is putting tremendous effort as chairman for our club. He's done a remarkable job. And I remember I did the interview with Mark last season. I think it was the home game against Felixstowe, Walter United, and that 3-2 win, I think it was last year. And then before I finished the interview, Mark did a remarkable speech at the end, and it brought tears to my eyes afterwards because I loved his amazing speech at the end on the on before I've ended the interview. It is remarkable and it's absolutely amazing. He's a remarkable gentleman.
Do you agree, guys? I mean, you've got to agree, really,
Yeah, we've
haven't
got to agree. No, he's a good chairman, you know. But to be fair, everyone associated to the football club are very, very friendly. You know, they do anything for you. They push boundaries for you, you know. And to be fair, it's a very well organised run club, you know. And to be fair, hopefully we could be here for this year, next year. You know what I mean? And hopefully the only way at the moment is up, you know. Yeah, it's had its doldrums in the past, you know. And to be fair, usually Witham are looking up, rather up the table than rather look. And at the moment, we're looking down. So may that continue. But to be fair, yeah, the chairman and everyone associated to the football club, the committee, they can't do enough for you, you know. And at the end of the day, it's a well-run football club. You know, and I'm pleasure. With pleasure, me and Kev, to be part of it.
I'm just looking at some of the fixtures you got in up to the new year. I mean, as you say, you've got Ipswich tomorrow night in the cup, then Sporting Bengal United at home, Redbridge away, Haringey Borough at home, Waltham Abbey away, and I might, well, hopefully I should be there for that game, so I'll come down to meet you guys and say hello to James as well, and then Concord Rangers away as well on Boxing Day.
Yeah, it's a tough run of games, but like I say, every game in this division is a tough game. You can't look and say, look, that's an easy game. That's one you're going to lose. Like I say, because I believe that any team on their day can beat anyone in this league. So we don't look at runs. We just look at one game at a time. And like I say, we just want to put another run together again now. And that's what we've said to the boys after Saturday's game. The unbeaten run's gone, and now it's time to start another one. And hopefully we can start that against Heybridge tomorrow and follow it on against Bengal at home on Saturday.
But it must be a right result, though, getting Concord Rangers on Boxing Day, especially at their place, because that's a nightmare getting on the Canvey, isn't it?
Yeah,
Should
well,
be a
like I
lot easier on
say,
Boxing Day, shouldn't it?
that time of year, like I say, you never know what you're going to get over at Concord because chances are they have a lot of games off over there. So you
Yes.
never know, we might get that one off and have a bit of an extended Christmas break there.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be
Yeah, not
nice.
bad.
We could have a few beers, enjoy it, Christmas Day.
We had the conversation last night on a manager's view last night with Paul Halsey from Ware and Mark Weatherstone from Wellington City and Ian Allenson was on as well from Hendon yesterday. And we were talking yesterday, we were just looking at the difference in the amount of fixtures between now and Christmas. And I think if I'm rightly thinking about it, I think Ware had five games between now and Christmas. I think Wellington City only had four. But I think if I'm right in saying Hendon had a seven or I think it was either 7 or 9 games between now and Christmas. You've got just trying to have a look at somebody, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you've still got 7 left. It's amazing that same level, Step 4, Southern League Central to Isthmian North, the difference, and quite a few of them have even got a week off on December the 21st.
Yeah, I think because it some teams are playing catch up, aren't they? Because they've been successful in the cup run, David. So that's why some teams have got more games than others. I know we've played. I think we've played 17 games. So I know we've got 7 games up until Christmas. But they come thick and fast. That's the thing. We've been playing for the last since last week. We've been playing Saturday, Tuesday for the last 5 weeks. And to be fair, that's a testament to the players. To keep the run going, it's very hard. The players work through the day, and they get home late at night. But to be fair, as I keep saying, they've been a revelation so far, and may it continue. But yeah, it's for all players, all teams, yeah, we've got 7 games, and hopefully, we can
21 points,
21 points, Dave, and if we get 21 points, that puts us on 56, but. And that's not too bad between now and December, January,
Well, you said earlier on, I think it was Kev said earlier on, Felix Dale and Morton might be up there and fighting for it and might win it. So could we have a championship decider on 26th of April at Felix Dale? You be them.
Be nice,
Last game of the
wouldn't
season.
It'd be about 3,000 there, wouldn't it? You know what I mean? You can only dream of things like that.
Exactly. I mean, it's one of those games you just never know, do you? How it pans out. It always seems to pan out where you have that. You look at some of the fixtures at the beginning of the season, nothing seems to stick out at you. And then all of a sudden, before you know what's going on, there's a fixture there that sort of sticks out. I mean, even though the season with Arlo after the season where we did, you beat us in the final there. I think the last but one game of the season was Needham Market against Harlow. No one thought anything about it. Do you know what I mean? And there was, as you said, there must have been a good couple of thousand people that need a market because it was literally both had got over 100 points, both got over 100 goals. And I think if Needham had won that game, they would have won the league on that day from Harlow and it ended up being a draw and it went to the final game of the season. But it's just weird how it seems the dice seems to fall.
Yeah, that's right. But to be fair, whoever wins it this year will fully deserve it, because as Kev said, it's a hard league this year, very hard league. You can put 12 teams in the mix who could win it, and some of the, you will get an un unknown team that have come out of the pack to get into the playoffs, like if they're in eighth or they might be 10th at the moment, but. There ain't a lot of points between like mid-table and the top half, top six, and yeah, you've only got to get a run together and you'll be in the playoffs. So it is, as I said, it's a tough league this year.
Have you had your sort of furbished away day in now? Is that done and dusted, or have you still got some like
No,
you got
the
Goulston to
next
play?
one, yeah, Goulston, and that's it. That's the furthest. So we've done the Wroxham. Now we've got the Goulston one. And then after that, we've
Just got Felix though.
got oh, and we've got Felixstowe away. But other than that, we haven't got no more.
What's the travelling like in the North League this year? Is it extensive or is it okay?
It's okay. As you said, you got Felixstowe, Wroxham, and Goulston. They're the furthest for us. But I like the local derby ones because they're closer,
Well, I don't know if you know, but in the Southern League South, a team called Mousel in there, and they're in the deepest, darkest part of Cornwall. Literally almost fall off the edge of the country. You're nearly at Land's End. Their travel this year is over 8,000 miles.
How do they survive? How
Well,
do they survive?
that would test James's knowledge, wouldn't it? Of getting to different away
Oh.
grounds, wouldn't it? I mean, from Mousel, they've actually got two grounds this year that's been put in where Didcot Town, they've been relegated from Step 3 into Step 4. But when they got promoted from Step 4 to Step 3 the year before, not last year, the year before, they were in the Central League. But because of where everybody is, they've now been put into the Southern League. And Thatcham Town were in the Isthmian last year. And they've been moved into the South as well. And that literally, both of those grounds are about an hour and a half from my house. Just to put it in context, Mousel is nearly 6 hours from my house in the opposite
Oh,
direction.
that's a joke, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. They have free coach drivers just to get them to those to some of their games because the travel is too much.
Nightmare.
Last year's, I think last year was about 7,500 miles last year, and the two teams that were the furthest away, they drew in both cup competitions in the trophy and in the FA Cup, which didn't help matters.
Oh.
But there we go. What can you do? Well, listen, guys, it's been fantastic catching up with you tonight, and it really has. And it's great to see you, Gary, again for after all this time. And so, hopefully, get to see you again on the 21st. Not 21st. Where are we? He's on
May
when? Yeah, he's 21st, isn't it? Is it 21st? Yeah, 21st of December.
I? Oh,
So,
21st.
yeah, see Dan at the Abbey on the
You bring
21st.
us a bit of luck.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. We should see. I'll tell you something afterwards. Yeah, but a massive thank you for you. Massive thank you for Kevin. And of course, to the living legend himself, Mr. James Beardwell. Thanks for coming on, sir. And you keep up all the good work that you're doing. And forget about the idiots that send you nasty stuff on there, mate. You just keep your head up and keep doing what you're doing because everybody enjoys what you're doing. All right. But from me, a massive thank you to the guys. And just something that might be coming up, and we're working on it at the moment. But hopefully, we may be taking the show on tour for 1 week only in the beginning of April. We may be taking it all the way down to Cornwall, but we're trying to sort of dot the I's and cross the T's. And if we can do that, we'll do that. And we'll go all the way down to Helston and do a show down at Helston Football Club. Missus doesn't know yet, so that's why I'm saying I've got to dot the I's and cross the T's because we're on holiday. But hopefully, we can do something from down there. But also as well, don't forget on Wednesday night you can see the Southern League Goal of the Week show. Go on to the Southern League YouTube and you'll be able to see that from 7 o'clock. And I'm not sure if we said it on there or not, but it's an unbelievable own goal from the Gloucester City goalkeeper against Wharton and Hersham. Something that you need to have a look at because it will probably be goal of the season. It was that good. So you need to go down and have a look at that. But from me, from Kevin, from Gary, and of course from James, thank you for watching and see you soon.
Thanks,
See
David.
you, Dave.
Thanks.